Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi-app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
Wonderful song indeed. This Gift of Life, Teddy Pendergrass. Thank you so much, Johan Els. Man, just take it easy there. There's a storm here. Massive storm, you know. So it's really disturbing. It's really disturbing big time. And I trust and believe the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in the mighty way. The best of friends we are. And of course, I am hanging out with Professor Buyiso Ndeze. I'll try to connect with Baruch Yah. He's here in Gauteng, and it looks like he's afraid of the lightning or something. His phone is off. Yeah. Okay, but I think on WhatsApp he's communicating there. Professor, greetings to you. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, my brother. Thank you so much for your welcome. I hope you are well with your family. I greet you all. I also greet my brother, Brother Baruch Yah. I'm hearing you saying he's scared of Joburg storm.
Yeah, but he grew up here.
Yeah.
He grew up here. He was born here. And so
yeah,
he says there's a
lot. Really, he has forgotten it.
is there storms there in the parts of your world in Johannesburg? Are you seeing storms?
Yes. Yeah, I can see that the clouds are very bad. Anytime soon, it can just break off. Yeah, but he trusts the Father, all will be well.
Okay. Yeah, because he's saying there's a storm and load shedding. You know, a storm.
Yeah,
in the, but it's okay when it is this season. Everyone is at home. You don't need to watch TV, you know. You just listen.
But the network is a problem.
The network is a problem. Around these times?
Yeah.
You know,
the network is a problem.
I'm not a social media person that much. I don't even know how many people I have tagged. You know, someone was asking me, how many people have you tagged? Not more than five in all the years that I've been on social media.
That's good. I think it is good.
Really?
I see
people tagging me. I say, hey, people have time, you know. They really have time. They really have time. I appreciate it.
Maybe they see you everywhere. Yeah, they see you everywhere. They think you could be interested in everything that they are dealing with.
Anyway.
Thank you, my brother. Let me greet our beautiful family of Radio Pulpit. I haven't greeted them as yet.
Mm.
Yeah, greetings, everyone, in the glorious name of Yahushua HaMashiach. We bless God for yet another time for us to be together. Thank you.
Right, tonight we're talking about submission and rebellion, what these are even all about. We're touching on that. Submission and rebellion. Many of us would say, without a doubt, we have had some very not so nice experience about submission and rebellion, because to a great extent it was taught in terms of us listening to what denominations were saying to us. If they say you are a particular denomination, then you don't talk to people of another denomination. Or there has been some form of splits, and other people had gone on to form another denomination. Or there has been a brother who basically was so prominent, and the pastor is scared of him, so they kicked him out of the church. And if you speak to that brother or that sister, they say you are rebellious, you don't submit. And it was used along those lines, and to a great extent this distorted the whole thing. And up to date, the issue of submission is something that I personally think it is undertreated. You know, it's not much taught in the rightest of ways. And you would see also, I have taught in a variety of marital seminars, and this issue comes up, and what you could see is a very narrow view of what submission is. But people who know what submission is, they know that it means to deposit. But we will look into that later on. And the notion of it, of rebellion and submission, something we are looking into. We trust the Father will just do you good, bless you so much in a mighty way. Now, submission means that one gives in to the divine will, the will of the divine. And then rebellion, it would be a defiance towards the authority of the divine Father, our Father, Yahuwah Elohim. That would exactly mean that. Now, rebellion, if you look into that, you would realize that it goes together with stubbornness. It goes together with impertinence. It goes together with refusing the call of the Father upon our lives. It goes with indifference. It is also regarded as a sin against the Spirit of the Father. Yo! It is also looked at as a form of self-will, a will that is devoid of the Father's instruction. When someone does what they feel they need to do, they automatically fall into a state of rebellion. And then submission, on the other hand, and I think this will have to do part one and part two of it. Submission, on the other hand, would imply that one basically gives in or resigns themselves to the will of the Father. And the word says, therefore submit to Yahuwah, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. It's known as a form of depositing oneself into the realm of the Father. To submit means to come under, to take yourself into. It means you cease to exist, and the entity that you are entering into identifies you as itself. Yo. When you get married, ladies know this, when you get married, you become submitted into your husband's surname. And then they start calling you with a surname. You have to design a new signature and all those things. Hey, yeah, Gunzim. Submission is that. It means to deposit. It has nothing to do with being domineered and all those things. It has everything to do with depositing. But we'll look into that even further. Now, let's say this is part one, since we are talking opposites here. When you look also into, and I want to look at submission also, rebellion. I want to look into it also as a form of self-will, a stubbornness of sort. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 43. So I spoke to you, yet you would not listen, but rebelled against the command of the Elohim and presumptuously went up into the mountain. Which means they did not deposit themselves. They did not come under the commandment of the Father. To deposit means to place yourself in. To deposit means to take something and put it in. People who do assignments, they also deposit their assignment. They submit their assignment. It means to they submit their assignments to their lecturers, or to their teachers, to their mentors. It means that. And submission in the whole means that. Which is something that has been lacking in defining submission, and to a great extent has been overlooked. And that is why we find quite a negative view towards submission. And people have written books, man, about how submission is so bad to them and all those kinds of things and stuff. And you could see that this is from a wrong perspective. They basically have been taught wrong about submission. And we think submission means to belittle us, that we become little pawns that can be controlled, tossed to and fro. But it's not like that. And another aspect also, I will show in the realm of marriage, submission comes from a point of strength. When you submit, you become a helper, and you can only help from a point of strength. And strength implied does not mean being superpowered over the one you're submitting to, but it means that having powers to do what the other one with all their powers cannot do. Fish. Nevertheless, Isaiah 28:12, to whom he said, "This is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the freshing, yet they would not hear." Rebellion is when we cease to hear the invitations of the Most High towards salvation, the rest and the refreshing. Towards salvation, it is when we are preaching our own things, man, when we are having our own themes. Isaiah 30 verses 15 says, "For thus says the Elohim, Yahuwah, the Holy One of Yasharal, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall your strength be, but you would not." Rejecting the salvation of the Father, the comfort of the Father. It's a rebellion. It's not a submission. And then when we look at submission, on the other hand, Job chapter 40 verses 5, it says, "Once I have spoken, but I will not answer. Yes, twice, but I will not proceed no further." Submission to the divine will means not to oppose what the Father is saying. Even though at times you might feel, I have a question. But doing it because the Father says it should be done. In that way, not coming with alternative. You know when the word says to not even fellowship with those who are given into change. Alternativism, the spirit of alternativism. No, if the Father says so, it's going to be long. We can do it this way. You're creating your own calf that you can worship. Nevertheless, in Psalms 123 verses 2, it says, "Behold," and I'm still on the issue of submission. "Behold, as the eyes of the servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of the maid to the hand of her mistress." So our eyes look unto the Elohim, Yahuwah, until he has mercy on us. Submitting, fixing our eyes on him, the author and the perfect of our faith. This verse is spoken in the New Testament in that way. And then we see it also there. In Psalms 123 verses 2. This is submission. We deposit ourselves into the will of the Father. We take his direction. To submit means to surrender. Yes. But also to deposit yourself. You cease to be. Okay. Galatians 2:20. "I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live." That's a deposit. He has deposited himself into the commission of Christ. That is submission. I wonder if we understand it in this way these days. I wonder also if we talk about it this way these days. Coming up next, questions.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit. We're talking about submission and rebellion. What these are, we are treating them as two opposites. Part one of the show. Professor, let me bring this to you. When we talk of submission and when we talk of rebellion, what has been going on in your mind over the years about this? Except for now.
Thank you, my brother. Okay, you're talking about what we've been knowing all along and what we've been introduced to, and we ended up writing that work on of misunderstanding.
Please.
So what we've been understanding about submission, it was more about slavery to us, you know. Mm. It was like, if you submit, you are less than the other person, and you are taking yourself into a position of a servant, a position of a slave, but not in a good way. Mm. I understand that there is a servanthood in a good way, but it has been all along presented as though you are lesser, you have lesser powers, you are more of a servant, you have to serve this person without any questioning. That's what has been taught to us. It's been introduced in that way, the word submission, which is what I believe has caused a lot of cracks and a lot of friction between the married couples, because it has always been brought across as a word that speaks of servanthood, that speaks of slavery, that speaks of the one being lesser than the other one and must always be in this position that you cannot say anything, you cannot question, but not from the good perspective.
Mm.
And when we look into the rebellion, it was about someone who is stubborn, who does not want to listen to someone else's instruction.
Mm.
But this kind of rebellion was coming from the point of, you are forced to do this, but now you are not adhering to this instruction.
Yeah.
But now what we are coming across now, as you are introducing the whole lesson, is more about depositing. It's more about a willing handing over of your will, knowing that you are assisting, you are helping, not that you are lesser than the person you are submitting under. It is more about mutual understanding now. It's more about a oneness. It's more about the relationship that has more understanding, and it shows a sign of strength, as you are saying, as you are trying to come across with the definition of what true submission is all about. But I think now when we looked into this topic, it's going to build up many, many relationships who have been misunderstanding the issue of submission. And you spoke about this as means of building relationships, which is what I'm looking into right now. As you are talking, I'm seeing that relationships will be built, because one of us or both of us at this point, we could voluntarily give up our will for the sake of building up this new thing that God wants to build, so that God can be reflected. So as we surrender our individual choices and giving up these things that we want to the greater cause, we end up building something beautiful, something new that will build up the kingdom of the Most High. So let me start going back to how you define submission in the context that is going to build everybody up. You said submission is more about depositing oneself into the will of the Father. So it means there is something that we all have to know if we are not yet being brought into the will of the Father, so that we can be in Him and under Him and be able to execute what the Father wants. So if I want to know what His will is, I firstly have to submit myself under Him, and it is in that position that I will get to know what His will is. When I know the will of the Father, it is easy for me to have healthy relationships, because the Father will teach me about how I should handle myself in different relationships, including the husband and the wife relationship, including the relationships that we have as believers. And you also spoke of submission as going under the covering of the other. And this other one is is regarded as the one with the higher authority, not because you are lesser in terms of the value or in terms of intellect or anything like that, but you voluntarily go under the covering of this higher authority for the sake of the Lord, for the glory of the Father, so that there will be this common understanding and building of this new thing. And you also said that submission comes from the source of strength. So when someone submits, it's not that he or she doesn't know what he's doing, but he's taking a position that will enhance what is happening here. And you cannot submit if you're not the stronger one. You submit because you know I have something to give. And I give this off so that the other person can also benefit. I give this off so that there will be a smooth transaction between the parties concerned or between both of us. And when this transaction happens, it results into a new thing that is aligning with the will of the Most High. So these are all the things that I believe God wants us to know about. It is not about oppression. It is not about slavery. It is not about mistreating one another, but it is about, as you say, depositing or surrendering one's will to the will of the higher authority. And I would like us to start this from the point, from the perspective of the Father, because it is this relationship between me and the Father that will be able to pour over to other relationships that I'll have, whether I have a relationship between me and my children, between me and the brethren in church, and between the spouses. So we need to start from the submission to the will of the Father so that we can be able to live better in other relationships. So I want us to go back to some of the scriptures that you might have quoted. You quoted here the scripture in Deuteronomy 1, verse 43. You said, "So I spoke to you, yet you would not listen, but rebelled against the command of the Lord and presumptuously went up into the mountain." So we see the two ends, the extremes, so submission and rebellion as the two opposites. So it's like if I am not submitting, I'm almost automatically rebelling because I am not doing what I'm instructed to do. And the Father here is speaking about the people of Israel who rebelled against his command. It means they did not obey. It means they did not submit. They did not surrender. So the submission, if it has to happen in a better way or in a great way, it has to start by the submission to the Father. So the disobedience to the will of the Father and to the instruction of the Father is automatically telling us we are not submitting to him. And we see people going to places that are regarded as mountains in this case. So I'm not looking into this mountain as a physical mountain, but I'm looking at it as a place of where people run to because they don't want to do the will. It's a place of a choice where people go to because they don't want to find themselves in a space where God wants them to be, simply because they don't want to submit under the word that God has spoken. They don't want to obey. So a lack of obedience, lack of submission is automatically taking people into rebellion, which is why you're saying this is a huge topic, which might take us 2 weeks or so. So we firstly have to submit to the will so that we cannot be looked as rebellious people. You cannot be a person who is submissive if you don't have a spirit of obedience, because it is obedience that takes you directly into the submission of the Most High. Then the other scripture that you spoke about was Isaiah 30, verse 15, which says, "For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not." So again here we are seeing the combination of two, the submission and rebellion, that the rebellion comes because we are not using and we are not utilizing this strength that we should be getting from submission. And it says, "In quietness and confidence shall be your strength." But now this quietness and confidence, it is because you are surrendering, or you have surrendered some things that you wanted to do. And as I surrender, I automatically submit. And when I submit, I am showing my strength unto the higher power. But if I am unable to do that, it means I have automatically done what? Rebelled against the will of the Lord. So God wants us to firstly submit to Him so that we can be able to submit to any other relationship. And submission gives God His position. I think this is what we need to understand, that when we start submitting to the will of God, we are showing that we regard Him as the higher power, and it gives God His position in our lives. There is no better way, Brother Ray, of knowing how the person regards God in his or her own life other than to see him submitting to His word, to His will, and to the ordinances of the Most High. So the covering of a believer is an indication that he is submitting to God fully. And in this case, we are glorifying God by our actions.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are together right through up to 8 o'clock Tuesday live. This is the 17th of December, man. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, the notion of submission and rebellion, and I have touched quite a lot with regards to this. I wanted to ask this, Professor, because I saw it's like you were reviewing what I was saying. And in your review, I wanted to ask, do you agree that submission means to deposit yourself into the authority of the Father?
I totally agree with that, Brother Ray, because if we are not going to regard submission as the deposition of oneself to the other, it means we are still reserving some things to ourselves and for ourselves. But if we will look into submission as a total deposition, it means I am consciously deciding to do this. I am not pushed by anyone, and I'm taking myself, my will, my desires, and I put those under the covering of the Most High. So in other words, I restrain myself of what I should be doing if God did not ask anything of me. But if I submit, I say, I should have and I could have done this and that, but I choose not to. So I deposit my will unto yours. I regard mine as smaller than yours so that mine can be corrected by yours. So that I'm not going to see mine, but at the end of the day, I take what is fully yours to myself because I've taken mine directly to you. So I totally agree with what you are saying. And you even made a beautiful example in this case about the submission of one's assignment to the professors or to the lecturers or to the teachers. It made perfect sense to me that if I am submitting this assignment, I am saying, I'm now dependent on you to check whether it is good enough. And whatever you will bring back to me, I will accept and I will be able to live with it. So it is that description, that definition that we must all understand. You take this to the higher authority, and it is going to be Him who will scrutinize and be able to bring back what He wants you to live by. And it is what He will bring back to you that you must now embrace and try to make it part of you, so that you can be part of Him as the higher and the greater power.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. We are talking about submission and rebellion. What are they all about? What is their contrast even? And let's hear from you as to what you make of them. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, you can give a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear you on this matter. And of course, one can say even without a doubt, it happens in many instances and times that the notion of submission is underrated. In terms of definitions, many people tend to somewhat hate it. And this has been a problem all along. And then, of course, also rebellion is defined along lines that I would call it a selective way of defining rebellion. But the very fact of not listening to the Father, even not doing the opposite, in itself is rebellion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Bulbit ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Bulbit ine 40 years yasungulwayo kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254 okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much the mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Now it's almost 22. 7. And of course, in Gauteng here, I hear there's lots and lots of storms. Even where I am, when I was driving in here, it was just, you know, lightning and all that along the way. Anyway, the notion of submission and the notion of rebellion. Now, check what rebellion is all about. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel. And they said, no, but we will have a king over us. Remember when they wanted a king just like the other nations? In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 19. Yeah, I want things to be done my way. Things should happen this way, not the way of the Father. This way. And that in itself, the very same thing that you call your human right, can be rebellious to the greatest of extents. Mayahi, what say you?
Shalom Rabba. Shalom Rabba. Khotso ayate.
Hallelujah.
Halala, halala, halala. Greetings to you, my ach. Greetings to Professor Buyiso Ndezi. Also to the beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit, trusting that you are all well. And I greet you all in the wonderful name of Yahusha HaMashiach, Umsindisi, our Savior, our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Thank you for this opportunity once again. As we're discussing the topic which speaks about submission versus rebellion, you know, so from the scriptural perspective, I can say both submission and rebellion are what we can say a significant theme often addressed throughout the scripture. So we look at submission is encouraged as an act of obedience to Abba Yahuwah, right? While rebellion is frequently presented as defiance against the authority of Abba Yahuwah and thus leads to consequences. Hallelujah. So you have one who listens and you have one who doesn't listen. And we can find it even inside our homes with our children, that you would have this one whom, you know, when I say do this, they are obedient, and this one becomes stubborn and rebellious. So it's like facing those type of two situations. So now when we're looking at submission in the scripture, we can also point out that submission would involve obedience, right? Humility, and one yields to the authority. So we have a law that Abba wants us to go via, right? Now, it is us submitting, being obedient unto that law, following his commandments. So we now adhering to them, because he says, if you love me. So a way to prove that we love him is by a form of obedience. Deuteronomy chapter number 6, number 4 says, Shema, Oh, Yasharal, which means hear and do. So it's not a question of just reading scriptures or, you know, so whatever that we read, we have to put it into practice. We have to walk the talk, basically. So the authority now is basically that now we can be able to yield to what is put before us or what others bring before us. Maybe it could be even our parents, our leaders. You know, it's just going according to order. And I can say also, it's the demonstration of faith. So when we go accordingly, right? So it would mean that we have faith in the promises that he has spoken, because it's more like we've been given a path or a direction on which we have to go by. And now following that, we trust in him, because he says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. So believers, as believers, we call to submit fully to Abba Yahuwah and his will. So the true submission to Abba Yahuwah would be to trust in him, to trust in his wisdom and authority. The scripture that I would like to bring, maybe that we could look at the scripture of James 4, number 7, which says, submit yourselves therefore to Abba Yahuwah, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So you can see now that whatever test that comes, for the fact that we are steadfast in this walk, we are obedient in this walk, then it means at the end of the day, he fails to break through. He fails to succeed with his plan, because he finds us that we are rooted in the truth. We are standing and we're not moving in what we believe in. So the submission to Abba Yahuwah would be also meaning that we are resisting sin and aligning ourselves to one's purpose, to oneself with his purpose. Hallelujah.
I hear you, my ach. I hear you quite well. All right. We will get to this. Send us your WhatsApps and tell us, how do you feel about this? The very notion of submission and rebellion, what it is even all about. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. And perhaps at times you'd say, I'd like to focus on submission. This is what it is. And someone can also say, okay, I want to focus on rebellion. This is what it is, you know. So send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. It's 0826572729. Right. Now, also I want to say, please don't send your advertisements here. You know, what are these pastors, man? And people are sending advertisements of their things and stuff and monthly plans. Please don't do that. We won't read that. Don't do that. Please. Let us focus on the topic at hand.
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tutloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook paging ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right. 657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And we are looking at the very notion and issue of submission, what it is even all about. I need to hear from you as to what you say with regards to it. You can also give us a shout. 012-334-1322. Let me come back to you, Professor. When we talk on the issue of rebellion and submission, now I'm looking at Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. And I'm going back to it because rebellion is a stubbornness of a sort, but also a rejection of the gospel, the good news of the kingdom of Yahuwah. Now, it says in verse 15 of chapter 30, Isaiah, "For thus says the Elohim, Yahuwah, the Holy One of Yasharal, in return and rest you shall be saved," which means in return, which means in repentance. When we repent, the command here is to repent. Return to me. Every time when he says return to me, he basically says change your ways. Come back to mine, which I designed for you, which I know will be good for you, will give you eternal life. And he says in return and rest you shall be saved. And there's a semicolon there. It says also, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. And there's a full stop. In inverted commas, which means it means something. When it says semicolon, it means he has finished saying what he says. What comes after is an explanation. And then he says, but you would not. And there are many ways in which we are not returning to the Father. It can be the way we run our churches, the way we run our mouths on social networks. Man, we are prophesying doom against each other and stuff and stuff. I saw the other one saying to the other two girls, "You are going to die." You're supposed to speak the gospel, man, and really show people as to how they can return to the Father. You know, how they can return to the Father so that they can avert all the calamities of rebellion. Because rebellion, basically, he's addressing rebellion, this guy. He's addressing rebellion. So, look, we shall die. But you see, I believe there should be a situation where we say, okay, to avert that, what needs to be done? You know?
True.
Which he says then, return to me. The Father says, return to me. Yet we would not. Submission means to yield to the command. And in many ways, in many things, we don't. We have our own kingdoms. Professor, what comes to mind?
Thank you, my brother. Thank you for that. You know, you just highlighted the sicknesses and the diseases of, will I say, the church, or the diseases of the pastors or those who are put in a position of saying something. Because if we will speak without knowledge and understanding of what the word of the Most High say, we will kill people. I don't think that God will speak in that way without giving a solution of what to do. We can't just simply say, you will die, you know, particularly if we want to draw people back to God and we want to show them light. So we need to be able to see how we put other things, how we present this gospel of the Most High. Now, coming to Isaiah 30, verse 15, and then you are looking into the phrase that is in inverted commas, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. And you're talking about the repentance, the turning from our ways, coming back to God. In other words, we are surrendering. This is the time where we are now submitting under the word, under what God is saying, and we leave our own desires, leaving our own ways, and come to Him and do what He says. And we are given even the outcome. In so doing, you shall be saved. You're not just going to turn, nothing happens. But God is this kind of a beautiful, good God who instructs us of what to do and gives us the result or the outcome of our actions. And then here, the outcome of our actions is that in repentance shall be salvation. But if we are not going to repent, in other words, what will we be doing there? We will be rebelling against the word of God, because the word would have been given, and this instruction needs to be obeyed. And in us disobeying the instruction of the Lord, we are rebelling against it. We show the signs of not wanting to do what God wants us to do, and there should be, and there will be no salvation. So God is showing us that in the lack of submission is rebellion, and in rebellion obviously will be missing the mark, and we are sinning. You spoke about a lack of submission and rebellion as another sign or another indication of sin, and we don't want to be found in that particular position. I want us to look into the scripture here, John 5, verse 30, where now we look into submission as total clinging and the doing of the word of God, irrespective of what God says. And here you even spoke about not coming with the alternatives.
Yeah.
This is very, very important, not coming with your own alternatives. We see here Yahushua saying, I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. So in submission, you look for the total will of God. You don't do your own things your own way. You seek his will. You want to find out what does he want and how does he want you to do what he has said he wants you to do. Sometimes when we seek the will of God, we don't look for the full answers or the full instruction. We think we have gotten it, Brother Ray, and we miss the mark somehow. And we see here the Most High. We see here the Yahushua saying, I do nothing of myself. So it means he has totally surrendered his will. Not that he cannot do anything, but he has chosen not to do anything outside of what God is going to show him, outside of what the Father will instruct him to do. That's what total submission is all about. And in John 4:34, he says, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. It's not that he can't do what he wants. It's not that he doesn't have choices. It's not that there are things that he does not like. He likes some or other things, but he chooses not to entertain his own desires, chooses not to do what he would like to do. And he says, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. Mm-hmm. That's what submission is all about. You learn to serve. You learn to live with and under the instructions of the one who has sent you. And in this case, when we talk about us and the Father, we learn to submit under his word. Whatever he says in his word, we do. If we are totally submitted to the word of God, none of us will be doing his or her own thing. The church, I think, in this case, at this time, will be in a better shape, Brother Ray, because we will be doing what God says we must do. So I think it is also the problem of rebellion, the problem of not submitting to the word of God, that we are seeing what we see, we experience what we experience in church and in community, because our food to do the will of the Father. We have rebelled against the will of the Father. We choose to do our own things, and we choose not to adhere and to repent. And God continually says, repent and come to me. Come to me so that you can be saved. But we choose not to do that. And we want our own things. Like the Israelites, when they were speaking to Samuel, you quoted that scripture, then they started saying, no, we want our own king. And God has said, I am your king. And they said, we want to be like other nations. We want the kings ourselves. So in other words, it means when we will start desiring our own, when we will start making choices other than God's choices, we've already sinned. We've missed the mark. We've disobeyed. We have rebelled. But we need to seek what does God wants for us. Yeah. Sometimes what I like for myself is not what is good enough for me. I think sometimes we miss that mark. What we want for ourselves are sometimes not in the plan of God. But because you think you have rights, you spoke about rights earlier on, you think you have rights, you think you have choices, you think you can now do anything. And there are cases where, as a child of God, you put down everything and say, Lord, Father, what do you want? Where to from here? We need to start and switch on the spiritual GPS, because we have worked on our own understanding. Switching on the spiritual GPS, you need to go by God. When he says turn left, you must turn left. When he says turn right, you turn right. You must not say, I know where Durban is, and then I'll take any route. At some point in time, we need to put our wisdom aside, our intellect aside, and say, Lord, where to? I am submitted under your authority. Where to from here? I know that you want me to do this, this, and that, but how do you want me to do that? So that's an attitude and the character of a submitted person that will ask every step of the way. I remember David when he went to the Lord and asked, Lord, shall I pursue? Will I overtake them if I pursue? And at that point in time, brother, every situation was saying, you need to go and fight because your wife, your children, and everybody else have been taken captive. The common sense was going to say, go and fight. But David chose not to wake up and just take everybody else and go for a fight. He's a man under the authority of the Most High, went to God and asked, what must I do? And God gave instruction because he's a man who is submitted to God and the word of God. But if we think we are self-sufficient, we think we can do it, we think I have power, I have skills, I have wisdom, I have money, I have this and that, we are not going to ask God because we are trusting in the substance that we have. So David did not trust in the experience of fighting many wars and win them. He said, I know that my experience, my track record is this. I have won many battles. I have killed the bear, I've killed the lion, I've killed Goliath. And he could have just taken off and then went to fight. But we see him showing the signs of submission, going to ask God, what must I do? Yeah. Shall I pursue? Shall I not? And we see the contrary with Saul, who did not adhere, who did not listen the instruction of God and started to do things his own way. And we see what happened at last. At the end of the day, he was rejected by God because he rebelled against the message and the will of God. In his case, he didn't even had to go and ask, but just by not listening, automatically he got rejection from God. So all of these things are teaching us, brother, of how should we handle our lives as the children of God. We need to sometimes put down our experience, put down our education, and submit under the authority of God, and put down and ask God to give us a spiritual direction and not depend on yesterday's experience because it might not apply to today's challenges. We need God every day to lead us. By so doing, we are showing submission.
Absolutely. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. 0826572729. And talk to us directly there. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us. 012-334-1322. We are touching base on this, the very issue of rebellion and submission to our Father, the Divine Father Yahuwah Himself.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.